I've got Peekaboo Street on the line. You might remember she won a gold medal in the Nagano Olympics last year and a silver back in 94. Now, Peekaboo, I'm sure you have plenty of memorable skiing experiences, but what's the one you most cherish?
Obviously, winning the gold medal in Nagano was the best ski racing experience of my life. Then my best and most favorite ski experience was when my brother and I got the pleasure of being invited on a helicopter skiing trip with some people just northeast of Sun Valley, Idaho. And we went up there and took 7 or 8 runs, untracked, beautiful powder, sunny day. It was that day stands out the most, and I can't wait to try and beat it.
Where are you calling from, by the way?
Park City, Utah.
All right. I'm lucky enough to have you on the phone. I've always wanted this. And humor the blue skier, the intermediate skier. What does it feel going down a mountain as fast as you do when you're racing professionally? I mean, I get scared in a car on a wide open highway. Are you scared or do you feel totally in control?
I think if I'm feeling fear, I definitely should be thinking twice or three times about what I'm doing. Fear is not something that has any place in my sport. It just throws a monkey wrench in the whole thing and can really set you in a defensive position and actually make you more of a dangerous competitor than somebody who's just addicted to the speed as I am. Not fearless, but have fear under control and have replaced it with the task at hand and am now attacking the mountain and trying to go faster, faster, faster the entire way down. So
I'm sure we'll all grow to that point someday.
But I hope we don't. That would be a little dangerous.
Do you have a favorite place or a region to ski? I know there's at least one run named after you, and I've skied it in Sun Valley, Idaho.
Right. Well, we're working on naming another run after me here in Park City.
Oh, cool.
And actually, Park City is one of my favorite all-around mountains. But if I'm looking for the ultimate ski adventure for myself, it's most likely one of two things, and both of them include not too many people, and that's helicopter skiing or being on a race course that goes from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the mountain, and there's no one in my way. I get to go down it as fast and aggressively as I want to.
You're encouraging on February 6th something called Take Your Daughter to the Slopes Day. Do you feel there are fewer women skiing than ought to be? Is it because you grew up surrounded by boys in a small town? What is it that makes you want daughters out on the slopes?
Well, I think one thing with girls when they are learning how to ski, a lot of girls are afraid, and they're afraid of skiing, and they're afraid of the way people are going to judge them when they do ski and whether or not they're going to be able to do it well. And I think women are more in touch with their emotions, and they have more pessimism. So if we can put together a group where they're all in it together, we can be our strongest companions and biggest support group.
Guys will go out and make fools of themselves in public anytime.
Very much so.
We'll go on the dance floor, and we know we can't dance, but you think of young women, like teenagers, who practice for hours in front of a mirror with their girlfriends to dance before they'll go to a public place and dance.
Oh, yeah. Well, the problem with a girl is we think we only have one time to mess up, if you will. We don't get 10 or 15 chances like the guys do to keep their lives together. If we mess up one iota, that's it for us, and you are automatically demoted to another level of existence, and you stay there.
So February 6th, take your daughter skiing.
Peekaboo. Take your daughter skiing.
Peekaboo will be encouraging, and perhaps there'll be a future Peekaboo out there.
Ooh, I hope so.
Thanks so much for spending time with us.
You are welcome.
Have a lovely rest of the winter.
Happy trails, everyone.
You can learn more about Take Your Daughter to the Slopes Day by visiting www.snowlink.com or by calling 949-499-7877. We'll post that information on our website, SavvyTraveler.com.